And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and this morning, as it is 420, we are going to try to get on the same page a little bit about 420 history. And here to help us with that, we have Leland Rucker, longtime cannabis correspondent. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
All right, so you're going to give us a little bit of the history of 420 and a reflection, I know, on a psychedelic conference. Take it away. Fill us in here.
Well, you know, everybody always wonders about this thing about 420, and the origins remain pretty murky, but I did some research a few years back, and some posit that 420 was a code for the California penal system used to punish cannabis use. No, it wasn't. Others have said it refers to some kind of police radio code against pot users. No, that doesn't. Some even believe, and this one blows my mind, it's a nod to the 1966 Bob Dylan song Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35, because the chorus says, everybody must get stoned, and if you multiply those two numbers, you get 420.
Oh, come on. That's a stretch. I haven't heard that one yet.
Who knew? I mean, that's just... But the most accepted story is that a group called the Waldos, high school students in San Rafael, California, they met daily under a statue of Louis Pasteur on campus, and they began to use 420 as a code for their cannabis use. This is way back in the early 1970s. And probably it was because one of the Waldos later became a roadie for the Grateful Dead. Who knows? But even without social media, the idea soon spread around the country. 4:20 p.m. was a good time to stop, smoke a little dope, kind of a pot happy hour. I don't know. What do you want to call it? And somewhere along the line, after it had been repeated at rock concerts, and especially after High Times magazine told the story of the Waldos, it became associated with a date, April 20, as well as a correlating time of day. And the day became known as both a protest and a celebration. I mean, I can remember the smokeouts that were held here on campus. They were meant to highlight the stupidity of the drug war. Thousands of people here just in Boulder would get together to break the law. And it shows you just how popular cannabis was at the time. It drew people from all around the area. And it drew increasing amounts of media attention at the same time. The authorities weren't always pleased, especially up on campus at CU. I attended events that drew upwards of 10,000 people to the University of Colorado in Boulder. And people would gather and stand around until 4:20. And then and police helicopters would swoop in and they'd look and try to find out what's going on. And then a great cloud of smoke arose at 4:20. And at 4:25, it was all over. And everybody started to leave.
I remember those as well. And it was, I think, one of the most fascinating things at the time was seeing the police presence that would be there and seeing someone, you know, like hitting a bong right in the same view of like a police officer was a radical act. It was an extreme thing to witness at the time.
It was one of the only times I stood with police officers watching people do drugs.
It was very
unusual. And they were
unusual.
Laughing like everybody else was.
Yeah, quite a sight to behold. And yeah, I do remember it making international news.
But finally, in 2010, I got to remind people of this. CU leaders actually poured fish guts, onto the grass in the central quad and bragged about it, said, don't come up here because you're going to step in the fish guts. And that was an attempt to keep people away. And it did, you know, finally it did. But then a year later, after all of this commotion up on the campus, it was legalized, so it didn't make any difference. And, you know, nowadays it's become sort of just a sales pitch more than anything else. At the time, it was a celebration of doing something illegal, and there was a danger about it. Now there's no danger involved at all. And finally, I attended the psychedelic cannabis event virtually last weekend. I didn't like that at all. I really like mingling with people rather than doing that virtually. But there was a fascinating lecture from Wanda James, who's now a CU regent, the first black person to get a license for cannabis, and now a CU regent. She had a fabulous talk. And there was also a fascinating lecture from Leonard Picard, and he's one of the psychonauts who kept LSD and its derivatives sort of in the pantheon during the lean years, so to speak. And he did years of jail time. He was busted, got years of jail time. Now he helps the government. The government helped him out. And now he kind of brags about it. But back then he talked to, and he warned government officials about the dangers of the coming fentanyl. And he says nobody listened to him. Everybody laughed at him at the time. He tried to warn people, but nobody really paid attention to him. And I also found that there's still plenty of discord among even psychedelic advocates as we move toward using psychedelics for mental health purposes here in Colorado. And there's still a lot of questions to answer about how this is going to work in real life. It reminds me a little bit of the early days of cannabis. But this is different. That was just setting up a basic structure of grows, dispensaries, you know. It was just a basic business. But this involves medical doctors, medical structure, and perhaps significant costs. We don't know that even yet, you know. But so we'll be watching this as it goes along. But definitely it's good that we're taking this as slow as we are. It probably could, like we were talking earlier, it probably could even go slower.
Yeah, a lot to figure out here. And yeah, it seems like slow is best. But thank you for keeping us in the loop, Leland. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just not like cannabis. This is a whole different thing.
New animal. And we'll be paying attention. Thank you so much for keeping us informed on that. And you can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.